Essay 20. That stump once, one trunk, toppled, whippet thickets, too wet to get to, wide as sky, lop-topped, my life left like I let it be, that stump once. I thought today when I started walking, I would think nothing. Head down, plodding ahead, one more day, just another thing in the woods like that stump I just described. As I came down toward the road about 2 miles in, I noticed an understory tree in front of me, still full of leaves, now pale, pale yellow, a beautiful hue, subtle, serene, clean, depleted but not tired, like once tanned skin going midwinter white, as it must. I lifted my head. As has happened so often this fall, I realized I was surrounded there, swept up into wave after wave of those beautiful trees, their yellow leaves floating in the still air. Just yesterday, I thought fall was all over, all the leaves on the ground. Now this. I know the leaves did not climb back up off the ground, but I can't account for what I saw. Right there is where I found myself. Found myself, that's what I mean. In the midst of my walk, my life, I heard it, just barely, a little click as my clock started up again, the one that stopped last winter when Carol died, when I died. Right there, as I was about to head down the slippery little incline to cross the road. Right then. After I crossed the road, I saw a big buck, an 8-pointer, a very big buck. He was crossing the path about 20 feet in front of me, stopped and looked right at me. Those soft, dark eyes, so calm, so confident, so caring. Then he sauntered on. About 20 feet down the incline, he bolted into a sprint and leapt up. 10 feet, 12 feet, I'm not sure, just higher than I've ever seen anything leap. He came down lightly, precisely, and cantered off, evaporating into the thickening thatch of trees. There are 3 does that live there. I see them all the time, bounding away from me when I rouse them out from whatever they're doing. I never even once saw a buck. Never.